This Sunday, the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock celebrates its 10th anniversary with a day-long concert held at Old Dog Tavern out in the Beer Garden. 9 current bands will participate, along with an alumni band and a very special mystery guest. I talked to Bob Wallace, the director of the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock, and 2 current enrolled musicians, Kirsten Nelson and Gordy Jennings. Bob, if I may start with you, this is a significant anniversary coming up, and you'll be celebrating on Sunday.
Correct. It's 10 years since the founding of Kalamazoo Academy of Rock. The program was founded 10 years ago by Jeff Mitchell here in Kalamazoo. It's an independent music school for kids to learn how to be in rock bands and develop a lifelong love of music and learn how to put on great performances. And along the way, they pick up great life skills like teamwork and self-discipline and self-confidence. And then I took over just a little over a year ago, and we're really excited to be celebrating 10 years at Old Dog this year.
Yeah, I can't help but think it's just another wonderful thing we're so lucky to have in Kalamazoo, and now it's 10 years old. Could you talk about some of the actual work that went into it and how it operates?
Sure. So we run sessions that are about 10 or 11 weeks long. All of our students come together. We form bands. Scheduling is often the hardest part, working around these, kids are busy and how we put these groups together, and also to make sure we've got lineups that work, right? We need drums and bass and guitar and vocals and so forth, keyboard players. And so how we put all that together, and then the students rehearse together one night a week, as well as a private lesson every week, and then come together to do a show. And often we have one or two shows for our sessions for our varsity bands, and then try to get all of our workshop bands, who are kind of our beginner bands, up on stage as well at some sort of real, real performing venue in town every session. So we've played Wild Bull. We, as you said, back in the day, played Rupert's and places like that, 411 Club. We do a show at Bell's every year. That's a charity show. We donate the proceeds to a charity that the kids all choose, which is neat. And then we also appear at Ribfest once a year, so that'll be coming up a little bit later in August as well.
Yeah, we should mention that too, Ribfest, as well as this 10th anniversary celebration on Sunday at Old Dog Tavern.
Very excited.
So, Bob, you mentioned Jeff Mitchell. He was the founder of Kalamazoo Academy of Rock. It takes a lot of great faculty to keep it going. Who are some other folks that you would single out as having put in a lot of teaching and effort here?
Sure. We're very, very lucky to have some tremendous directors and teachers that are affiliated with our program, and they do a bunch of the inspirational work. I mean, obviously tremendous student musicians that are part of this, but we love that we can have real professional musicians that are part of bands and being part of the program and doing the teaching with us. So Adam Main's been around the program a long time and just came back with us to do some directing. Nate Hamos, who's a local musician as well, does a lot of teaching, is also one of our directors. Jay Gavin also is one of our directors. And then we have several teachers as well. And again, we're just really lucky to have all of them as part of the program.
Are there any surprises that along the way you've seen developing with over 10 years with the Academy of Rock?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, I'm always amazed every session at how the kids are able to take it to another level. You know, you think like, wow, that last session, those were great shows. The kids did a great job. And then the next session, they take it to another level. And then they take it to another level. And it's like every time, we're just really super surprised and excited by what these really talented musicians are able to do. And so, part of our thinking is really to try not to put any limits on how high they can go. We just try to give them, great tools and great support and teaching, and then get out of their way and see how close to, how far they can go. Shoot for the stars and see how close they can get, right?
How often do students return for another session?
I would say it's a pretty high return rate. I haven't done the math, but we have a pretty high return rate. We do, again, we have kids who are really busy, and so we get kids that sometimes are leaving for other activities, or they just get to, they get to a point where they're headed off to college or whatever. But we have a lot of kids that come back session after session, too.
There's always another song to learn.
Absolutely.
I'm with Bob Wallace, who is general manager of Kalamazoo Academy of Rock, and they're having their 10th anniversary concert. This is more of a day of music at Old Dog Tavern this Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock. How many groups? What's the outline here?
Sure. So we'll have 9 of our Kalamazoo Academy of Rock bands. which is the biggest we've ever been. So we're really excited about that. We'll also have an alumni band that Jeff is coming back to direct, and we've got 8 alumni students coming back to be part of that. So we're really thrilled that they're doing that. And then we've got a surprise special guest in probably 2/3 of the way through the show. So we'll be really excited to air that when it happens as well. So we'll be there from the doors will open at noon. We'll be there from about 1 to, I would guess, about 7 playing music. So it'll be a really good day.
Now, you brought along 2 participants in the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock who are game enough to join me on the radio here and talk about, you know, their music, what you do, what you've learned. Maybe I'll start with you, Gordy Jennings.
Hi.
Hello. How old are you and what do you play?
I'm 13 and I play the keyboards for Wednesday Night Band.
Can you tell us what school you go to?
I go to Maple Street Magnet School.
How did you get into Kalamazoo Academy of Rock?
Well, I was taking piano lessons from Jeff just as a private thing, and I guess he thought that I sort of had potential to be in Kalamazoo Academy of Rock, so he put me into a workshop band, and over a couple of years, I graduated to a varsity band, and that's where I am now, so yeah.
Was it different to go from solo practicing, you know, working on pieces, to being in a room with 3 or 4 other people and everyone having to agree on everything, work it out?
Yeah, it was a new experience for me. I hadn't really played an instrument with, like, a big group of people before, besides, like, school concerts and stuff like that. But it was, I think it was a little bit harder to agree on things.
Can be.
Yeah, but it was a better experience for sure because it was a new one and a lot of more exciting things to try out.
Do you remember the songs you worked on back then?
Oh, I know we did Satisfaction by Rolling Stones. Yeah. What did we do? We did a Beatles song. I just can't remember that name. We did Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And this was a long time ago.
Yeah, you're 13 years old now.
Yeah.
So we're talking 10?
Yeah, it must have been 10.
Yeah. Wow, those are iconic songs.
Yeah.
Getting started. So did you have any performance fears or anxiety to overcome?
Well, yeah, there was stage fright. I mean, I think everybody has stage fright, but I think that it was a lot worse back then. I feel like I just was really frightened of playing in front of people. I hadn't done that before either. So, and nowadays it's a lot easier to do it. It's like nothing.
Because you've grown some in a sense of musician?
Yeah, I've just gotten used to, you know, playing in front of crowds, and over the years it's easier to do it because you have more experience with it.
Can you think of a piece you learned that was really challenging on the keyboard?
Yeah, there was Soul Sacrifice by Santana. That was a whole organ part I had to memorize, and that took a long time.
Do you get the music for this, or is this something that you can work out through ears only? Like, did you do both?
Well, when I had Jeff as a teacher before he retired from KAR, he would give me the music, and I had a more trouble back then reading music than I do now, but he would give me the chord sheets, and if there was no music for it, he would write it out for me so I would have more practice, you know, reading music and such. But nowadays I have Rufus Ferguson as my teacher, and we do more ear learning than what I did when Jeff was my teacher.
I see. Who do you play with in your band, Gordy?
I play with Jimbo Bruce, Elsa Peterson, Julian Sereno, and Kevin Fitzpatrick.
Have you been together for very long, or is this something that happens just every session you get a new group of people?
Well, me, Jimbo, and Elsa were the 3 original Wednesday Night Band people, and our 2 guitarists left, and then we had Julian come in and another guitarist named Gabe Mills to come in and be our 2nd guitarist, but Gabe moved to Monday Night Band, and now we have Kevin Fitzpatrick, and he was actually with us last session too before Gabe left. So.
Are there rules in how you choose the set list? How do you figure out what to play?
Well, our first few sessions, we had Phil Berry as our band director, and what we would do there is we would write out all of our songs that we picked to play that session, and there was like maybe 50 songs each session, and that was crazy. So we would go down and vote each one, and this would take up like a whole rehearsal, and so it took a very long time to do that. But now we have Adam Main as our director, and what we did this session was we picked our favorite songs from the songs we wanted to play, and then we would go down that list, and whichever songs we got to first were the ones that we were going to play.
It took less time,
right,
to figure that out. So I'd like to talk to Kirsten Nelson here. Kirsten, you've been listening as I chatted with Gordy, but I'm probably going to ask you a lot of the same questions. How old are you, and what school do you go to?
I'm 16. I go to Gull Lake High School.
How long have you been part of the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock?
I'm actually newer than a lot of the members. I only started last summer, was my first session.
And what did you decide to do in the school?
In the School of Rock, like what to play?
Yeah.
I play the guitar, bass. I can also play a little bit of drums. That's a new instrument for me. And I also do vocals sometimes.
So primarily, what do you tend to be playing?
Guitar.
I heard before we got started that you also write your own songs.
Yes, I've been songwriting for 2 years now, I think. And Nate Hamos, my band instructor, has been asking me to do an original for a while, and I finally found one that we might be able to do as a band, so we're going to be performing that, which will be fun.
That'll be on Sunday?
Yes.
Awesome. And which weeknight do you participate in?
I'm in the Tuesday night band.
Who's in the band with you?
We have 5 other members besides me, Evie Roth, Kate McDade, Lily Ross, Lily McInnes, and Diego Menchinger.
Can you take me back to how you found out about the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock and maybe who got you interested?
I think my parents started asking me because we had some family friends who knew about it or had done like one session before and said it was pretty cool. So I just decided to check it out and auditioned for it and everything.
Did you find it difficult or did you just took right to it?
It was very different because I've been like playing on my own and performing on my own since I was 12. And then I joined CAR and I had to work with people and like choose songs with people. And it was a very different thing. And so I think the first session I was very shy. I didn't want to suggest any songs or do any of that stuff because I didn't know what it was like to work with other people. So it was something I had to learn starting with CAR.
And now it's been a few years.
Now I love working with other people now. Once you get used to it, like you have to figure out how to not overstep other people's boundaries and how to also like discover which parts you're supposed to play and how to complement each other in the band. And it's like a whole different environment than me just playing in my room alone.
So how do you listen to music these days? It's probably not necessarily radio, but you're getting... you're seeing people post songs or...
Yeah, I usually just listen to whatever music I'm interested in on Spotify, you know, just plug my headphones in with my phone. But I also discover a lot of new musicians and people by just like searching things on YouTube and kind of just scrolling through the web or whatever. You can find a lot of new artists.
Has it changed for you simply listening to something or now that you have skills in performing, has it changed so that you listen and kind of analyze as you're listening?
Yeah, so because when I'm on my own, I usually just play like simple chords or something. I don't have to listen to the exact parts, but if I'm playing like the bass part specifically or the drums or guitar, I have to like signal that out of the rest of it. So I think I have a slightly better ear for that now than I did starting.
So that's another area that you've had to really adapt to quickly.
Yeah.
Although, like Gordy, do you also use sheet music to get started on songs sometimes?
I'm pretty awful with sheet music, so not really. I just listen to the song, and then Nate usually helps me figure out the rest of it.
How many Kalamazoo Academy of Rock shows have you been a part of? Have you also gotten used to going on stage and playing for people?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty used to performing. I think I might have done like 4 shows now. This might be my 5th one, if I'm remembering correctly. I usually, before I perform, get nervous, and then I go on stage and I'm fine, but it still is nerve-wracking more for a car because you're playing with other people, and I'm terrified of, like, disappointing people, so if I mess up the part, I feel bad for the rest of the band, not for myself. So that's another thing you, like, have to learn to deal with is, like, they're going to be okay if you make one mistake. We're all, like, a team in it together, so it's fine.
Right, exactly. And sometimes it probably feels good that, okay, you've built up this... Gotta do this right. Gotta be perfect. And then the first person to kind of make one little error, all the anxiety kind of leaks out, and you're like, okay, now we can just play.
Yeah, and sometimes it kind of helps because we'll like push each other through that bad spot. Like if we missed a certain hit in the song or something like that, we'll just keep moving on. And there's so many other people playing instruments that they continue the song, so you just get right back into it.
Do most songs? And Gordy, you can grab the mic on this too. Do most songs work the same way? I hear the structure is like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus.
I don't know. It really depends on the artist, the song. Like we have some that are just all very repetitive, some that have like a variety of parts. Like I think this session my band's playing Plush by the Stone Temple Pilots, and it's kind of a strange song because it'll have like the verse and chorus, and then there's like a bridge that they repeat twice and all this stuff. So
I feel like that I'm trying to move away from the basic structure of songs. And this session we have a couple songs that sort of do that exact thing where that we sort of design our own structure in a way.
Could each of you tell me, you know, when it comes down to it, what's your favorite thing about being part of Kalamazoo Academy Rock?
I like meeting new people. Like, in my area of Kalamazoo, I don't know anybody who plays an instrument or who's interested in music. So, like, there's a huge group of people in Carr that you get to meet who also love rock music or just any music and play things. And you, like, get to interact with those people who have common interests.
How about you, Gordy?
I feel like my favorite part is getting to know people and getting to work with them. And like the people in my band, I feel like we've gotten to the point where we can just say we want to play this song and we do it. There's no like figuring something out. I think that we work really well together.
Do you ever have to explain to other friends like why you're into rock music and performing live music, where it's changed now so that a lot of it can be done, you know, in the studio,
right,
with samples?
I feel like it's pretty easy to explain to my other friends who don't play music what I do in Kalamazoo Academy of Rock because, I mean, a lot of the people in my school do Kalamazoo Academy of Rock, so I feel like I don't really have to tell people about what we're all about because there's other people already doing that already.
So they know about it.
Yeah.
How about you, Kirsten?
My friends were mostly just very intrigued by it. I invited them to one performance, and then after that, they're just like, how do you guys get together every week? How do you figure this out? Like, put together an entire performance? Like, I think they were just kind of in awe that you could do that somewhere.
Well, Kirsten and Gordy, thank you for sharing your experience in the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock. And one more time, tell listeners when and where your 10th anniversary celebration is.
It's going to be this Sunday at Old Dog Tavern. The doors open at 12 and we start at 1.
Beyond this Sunday celebration, what can you tell me about where KAR Car is headed?
Sure.
Some exciting things coming up beyond then.
So we've just, on the heels of a coffee house program we did, we tried some sort of acoustic format music that was really well received. So we've started an Americana band that's going to be doing a show August 15th up in Otsego at the Arpeggio. We're also looking to offer some new workshops, really get into teaching the kids some things about songwriting. We also have had some interest in doing some grown-up bands, so we're going to explore whether there's some interest in some KAR grown-up bands. We'll see where that goes. So yeah, we've got some exciting things planned for 2020 for sure.
And personally, does working with young people and seeing them acquire these skills give you a good feeling about the future?
Absolutely. I mean, talk about the greatest job in the world. I mean, we're very lucky, I think, to get to work with kids and see them succeed and you know, see them learn a new instrument or accomplish a personal victory of getting up on stage for the first time or singing for the first time or anything like that is really fortunate. I also feel, again, very, very lucky to be working with such talented musicians, and we appreciate being able to bring music into the Kalamazoo community and bring people together to see live music. You know, you'd asked about the students playing live music. I mean, I think it's, you know, one of the things that we can do when we get together and play live music is everybody experiences those moments of collective joy, and I think that's a big deal for the world right now, is to bring people together and have a shared experience. So,
well, have a great time on Sunday. Bob, Pearson, and Gordy, thank you.
Thanks for having us.